36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast Running Code, the podcast that Newport News puts on periodically to introduce you to us, the men and women of the police department, and talk a little bit about what we do. So, Melissa, it is good to see you. It is good to work with you again.
Again.
Although this really isn't work, is it? It's fun.
It's never work when you enjoy what you're doing.
That's right. Barrels of fun.
That's
absolutely
right.
So I guess we should start by introducing ourselves. Melissa, who are you?
My name is Melissa Morgan. I'm a lieutenant for the Newport News Police Department. I've been pretty much everywhere in the city you can think of, and I'm in Central Precinct right now, currently loving my assignment.
Now, how long have you been at it?
Oh, goodness. I'm working on year 18.
Wow. You've been at it a while.
It's been a while.
Unlike me. I'm a young guy.
You want to try that again?
Yeah, let's try that again. So my name is Morgan Tejens. I've been with the City of Newport News for 33 years now, and I've been very fortunate to have moved all over the police department. And one of my favorite assignments was working with you in Community and Youth Outreach Division.
That was a good
couple
time.
Of years.
We had a ball. Yes.
And we did some good things, I think, right?
We did.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about why we got into law enforcement. Why did you get into law enforcement?
Well.
Was it to run code?
Speaking of which, right? No, it was not to run code.
Yeah. So running code, by, in case you're curious what that means, it basically means responding with lights and siren. So when you see us with our lights and siren on, we're running code.
Running code.
Didn't mean to interrupt you there.
It's okay. It happened. I forgot the question.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How'd you get involved in law enforcement?
Law enforcement. That's right. Okay, so I had just finished up my undergrad degree, and my parents decided that they were going to help me get my master's degree, but they told me I had to get a big girl job. So my mother was currently working for the City of Newport News. She told me that there were dispatch positions available, and I initially applied to be a dispatcher, and when I got down there, they pulled the old switcheroo and said that they had some police officer positions available. They did. It was really smooth, though, the way they did it. They hooked me and everything. So I told them, when they asked me if that was something I was interested in, I told them at 22 years old that I needed to go and talk to my mom. I needed to get counsel from my mom. And
okay.
She was very supportive. Wasn't necessarily her cup of tea, but she was very supportive and told me that whatever I wanted to do, she would support me. And here we are 18 years later.
Well, and have you loved it?
Every moment of it.
No regrets?
No regrets.
Now, are you originally from Newport News?
I am not.
Where are you from?
I am not. I am an Army brat, and I hail from the wonderful state of Hawaii.
Wow. Born in Hawaii.
Yes.
As was my son.
He's an amazing person. I just know
he
it.
Is.
I know
he is that. Definitely, definitely a good person for sure. So I am originally from Naples, Italy. I'm Italian American, and the reason I say I'm originally from there is because I was born there. My mother's Italian. My father is American. My father learned to speak Italian through my mother, obviously. And funny story is, when my father met my mother, she did not speak English and he did not speak Italian. So every date they went on, my uncle had to go with them and sat between them to interpret. But I grew up bilingual. I grew up in Italy because of my father's linguistic skills. They moved him, he was in the military, from installation to installation all over Italy. So we lived in Pisa, Livorno, Napoli, Roma. I mean, we just made the rounds. You know, every 3 to 4 years we were moving around. When I turned 20, I came to the States full time. My thing is, I'll be honest with you, I did not intend on becoming a police officer. My experience with, or I should say my contacts with, the police in Italy and the United States, and to include military installations, was not always favorable. Probably looking back, I had to do a little bit with my attitude, but I also had very long hair, you know, and it wasn't looked upon very favorably on military installations. So my relationship was not good with the police. That's being honest. But one day, while I was driving home from, I believe it was Dan Daniels Distribution, which is located in Newport News, and I want to talk a little bit about Newport News later on because it's a fantastic city to live in, but I got stopped by the police. I got stopped by a guy by the name of Tony Jetter, and I don't recall what the violation was. I was weaving or something like that, and I was nervous, right? I mean, I was nervous. I was holding on to that steering wheel tight. Asked if I could get permission to take my driver's license out, that kind of thing, and completely blew away every misconception that I had about law enforcement, just as kind as can be, super, super professional, squared away in appearance. His hair was tight looking. I mean, this guy could have been on the poster, recruiting poster, and gave me a warning. And then the last thing he said was, "We were hiring." I thought to myself, "Yeah, sure, right? No way." And then 6 months later, I was sitting in a police academy, right? So that one contact that I had with Tony Jeter, that one single contact for maybe 15 minutes. And when I say 15 minutes, that doesn't count for the time that he went back to his car to do the paperwork or whatever he was doing back there, running my license and so forth, completely changed the path of my life.
So would it be safe to say that those types of contacts and interactions with the community are very important? Getting it right every time is very important.
Absolutely. And that's why we're here doing this podcast, is because our goal really is to show the human element, as you say, the human element of the person inside the uniform, right? Because we're not robotic. Let me back up. Sometimes we can be a little robotic, right? But my point is that we're not robots. We are cut from the same molds as every other human being is. We're not built in factories. So I think that's really the importance of this podcast. And we're going to have some interesting guests down the road. You want to talk a little bit about who we might see as far as jobs and things like that?
So the hope is that we get maybe a representative from K-9 to come and hang out with us, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe they'll bring their partner with us to hang out here in the studio.
Yeah, I'm not excited about the dog being here. You know, I'm a little...
little wary. I think the ones that we have are pretty good boys.
They really are.
And girls.
They really are. They really are. Yeah.
So maybe somebody from training will come and talk a little bit about what our academy is responsible for, as well as our annual training.
Absolutely. And I guess our goal really is to know the person, you know, what got them into law enforcement, why here, you know, what's their story, right? The story behind the badge, so to speak. I'm pretty excited about it. I think we're going to have some interesting guests. Would love to get some members of the department to have siblings or parents or daughters on the police department or sons to talk about, hey, you know, how's that work? I mean, how do you go to work every day knowing that one of your family members is also out there? Do you worry about them? You know, right. I know that my brother and I were on the department together for many years, for 25 years, and I worried about him, strangely enough, and he worried about me. And my father was a sheriff's deputy, so in Newport News, imagine my mother worrying about all three
at the
dad
same
retired
time.
My brother retired, and I'm the holdout, and she's still worrying after 33 years. At some point, I'm going to have to, you know, she's got to stop worrying.
Give that woman some rest.
That's right. How long have you been in Newport News now?
So I'm about to age myself, but I'd say about 35 years now, 33, 35 years now.
35 years.
Yes, and I love this city.
So do I.
I do.
You know, Newport News has a lot of things to offer. For those of you who don't know where Newport News is, we're in the Hampton Roads area. The population of Newport News, at least according to the census of 2020, was about 186,000 people. City's about 26 miles long, 5 miles wide, really at its widest point. So it's pretty much a landing strip of land, if you will, for lack of a better term. I love it. I love everything that I need is in Newport News, Virginia. I don't have to travel very far at all to get what I need. And the beauty is we border on Hampton. Right, we're close to Williamsburg. We can go to the beach in Virginia Beach. This is a great place to live. I enjoy it fully.
You're selling it like my mom did. That's how we wound up here, and she did not want to leave.
Yeah, I moved here. I spent a little bit of time in the Midwest after I moved to the U.S., and then I moved to Virginia. And I have to tell you that I was very pleased. I was very pleased to when we moved to, at the time actually it was Fort Eustis, but living in Newport News has been a blessing, and I absolutely love it. So now tell me a little bit about what do you do on your off time? How do you balance the work and your off-duty time? What do you do?
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
No, I would say challenging. Very challenging. I'm a single mom, and I have an 11-year-old who wants to play every sport imaginable. If it's a ball, he can,
right.
He figures it out. So we're just coming off a football season with like a week break before basketball starts. So I have a whole week of rest. Hallelujah. But I spend a lot of my time with him. That is my happy space.
That's wonderful.
Is spending time with him.
Well, that's wonderful. And I've met your son, and he's a joy, an absolute joy. I have two children. They're adults. One's 29 and the other one's 27, boy and girl. I'm married to the most amazing woman in the world.
That she is.
She is. I mean, to put up with me,
she's
to tolerate
saint.
With me.
She's
oh
a
my!
Saint.
Tolerate me? Holy smokes! Yeah. Now she tolerates me. But I think because and she's a former vet, right? I mean, she's a military veteran, okay. Former U.S. Army. And it's kind of what, that's funny because you are a product of a military and parents, and I am as well. Yeah. Which I think really benefits us in the discipline category as far as, you know, our self-discipline, if you will.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But so I love Newport News. One of my favorite things to do in the whole wide world, as my children would say when they were tiny, was spending time with my family. I absolutely love spending time with my wife, just going out and just doing stuff. But, you know, by myself, I enjoy running, not very good at it, but I enjoy running and I enjoy riding my bicycle. Those are the things. And the point, I guess, of this is that we really enjoy the same things as everybody else does. I mean, we're human beings, right? We hurt, we smile, we laugh, we enjoy the same things that everybody else does. We just do a job that that's not everyone wants to do, right? Or quite frankly, is capable of doing, because this job is hard sometimes, right? I mean, we have our ups and we have our downs. And like anybody else, we have our stressors in our jobs. I mean, it can be very stressful, as you know. But yeah, it can be. Now, what do you do as far as a stress reliever? Is there something that you do specifically? Like I run. I dump everything after I run. It's hard for me to think about anything else when I'm running. You know, I'm very focused.
That's so good.
Running?
I'm a little more on the retail therapy side.
Shopping?
Every now and again, I indulge. I do. Every now and again, I do. That is my other happy place.
That's wonderful.
I'm a shopper. Yes.
Wonderful. I am the kind of guy that goes straight into the store, grab what I need, and head on out. Yeah, the least amount of time inside the store, the better. If I have to wait in line, I get a little frustrated, but I don't show it. But then I get out. I leave.
You're missing the good part.
I'm missing the good part.
Yes.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't introduce our producer, Kelly King. Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. What a beautiful radio voice you have, Kelly.
Right?
I know, right? So, Kelly, how often are we going to be producing or putting, I guess you could say, putting this show on our social media platforms?
We're going to start out at about once a month. Shoot for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have some pretty interesting guests.
Yes, we are.
Is there anything I forgot, Kel? Keep us in line here.
No, I think we're good. We just want to encourage people to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Right. And there's a button, I guess, at the bottom. You can like it. I'm not very familiar with. I mean, I do watch YouTube videos, obviously. There's value in those videos, training videos and such. But you can like it at the bottom. Is that correct?
Yes. And you can
subscribe
to our YouTube channel.
And so if you subscribe, what does it do? Let you know like when the next show is? How's that work?
We'll promote the show on social media. So follow us on social media, too, our Facebook, Newport News PD. And we'll promote then when we'll actually air the podcast on YouTube.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, I would be remiss if you did not tell the story about how we first met. Do you remember that?
Do you remember?
No, I remember. Yeah, I remember.
So, yes, I believe I was doing a midnight shift ride along as a pre-hire.
No, tell them what a pre-hire is.
I had not even been hired by Chief Fox yet. It was one of those, hey, come ride along and make sure this is actually what you want to do before you dive into this profession and go to the academy for 21 weeks. But I'm riding along on midnight shift in South Precinct. And there was a building down there that we had a satellite office in. Do you remember this?
Right. We used to have what we called the Chestnut storefront right next to a deli, if you will.
Right. And that deli was broken into, had to be every bit of 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
It was early.
And when we got there, the ceiling had been taken out. Do you remember this?
It had been.
And I remember seeing a sergeant run past me as I'm walking towards the front door with the officer that I was riding with, saying, somebody's got to go in. I had no idea what that meant. Right. I didn't know what was happening. And then before we even made it to the front door, you came running back past me. And this time you were wearing an extra piece of equipment.
That would have been a Kevlar helmet.
That was indeed a Kevlar helmet, because we eventually figured out that the store had been broken into and the suspect utilized the air shafts at the in the ceiling to make his way into the store and fell through the ceiling and took out the front counter. Do you remember that?
Yes, and hurt himself.
Store was destroyed, but
chips everywhere.
Chips everywhere. Drinks everywhere.
Candy bars, drinks
everything. And I believe it was you who decided to go into the ceiling because we still had to clear
right
that location.
We did, yeah.
So
that was me, and that's how we met.
That was you. I had no idea who you were.
That's right.
I just.
And how long after were you in the academy?
Not even a month.
Right.
I think I started the academy in like maybe a month, maybe a month and a half.
And that's what you had to look forward to.
And that's what was I getting myself into?
Now, were you hooked at that day?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing. The ride-along program is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal program to really get folks to understand the reality of police work. Because oftentimes we see these shows on TV and you think you're running 100 miles an hour, you know, 8-10 hours a day, and that is not reality.
Right. It's a great gauge to kind of understand what's coming.
I do. I'll tell you, when I started in 1990. I'm dating myself. You thought you were dating yourself. We would sit actually in communications, which is the 911 dispatch center, for a couple of days, and it really gave you a perspective and understanding of what they do. Now we do the ride-alongs, which gives you the side of that. So the department is smart about that. We're very, very smart about that because we want people to know what they're getting themselves into.
But now we're even pulling the recruits out of the academy and having them ride along prior to, once you get that perspective a little bit about what's going on in the academy, then you come back and ride again. I think that's really cool. If I had done that, I think that would have been a little bit more motivating to get through that last part of the academy. That's pretty cool.
And we definitely do it smartly, not because we're who we are, but Newport News, you know, obviously personnel, but it is what it is. So we'll be back, I guess, in a couple weeks, Kel. Does that sound about right? We'll wrap it up? Mm-hmm. All right. So thanks for joining us, Melissa. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to the next one. We're going to have some very interesting guests, much more interesting than me, I assure you that. We're going to talk about some funny things. We're going to talk about some serious things. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes we're dealing with post-traumatic stress. You know, I've been there. I'll probably share my story down the road. But I think we're going to have fun. We're going to have a good time. So anything you want to say to the folks that on the interweb before we head out?
Just thank you guys for joining us and come back and see us again.
Yeah. Thanks so much, everyone. Cheers and be safe.